Please rise for the processional hymn, number 527, Lord Jesus Christ, be present now. Be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, so that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Please rise. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Our hymn of praise today is number 870, We Praise You, O God. Thank you. with you. Let's do the prayer of the day together, please. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that binds us, that we may receive you in joy and serve you always. For you live and reign with the Father and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Oh, you can be seated. Yep.
The first reading today comes from Micah chapter 5, verses 2 through 5. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure for now, and he shall be great to the ends of the earth. And he shall be the one of peace, and the Assyrians come into our land and tread upon our soil. We will rise against them, 7 shepherds and 8 rulers. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today will be Psalm 80, verses 1 through 7. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine, that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, will you be angry with your people's prayer? You have fed them with the bread of tears. You make us scorn of our neighbors. Restore us, O God of hosts. The second reading today is Hebrews 10, 5 through 10. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared me for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure. Then I said, 'See, I have come to do your will, O God.' In the scroll of the book it was written of me, when he said above, 'You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings. These are offered according to law.' Then he added, 'See, I have come to do your will.' He abolishes the first in order to abolish the second. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all." The word of the Lord. Please rise for the gospel.
Okay, so that piece of paper you got in front of you, it's not going to do you any good right now. I have to do a little education. We are on a different year. So you heard the gospel that's printed there last year. So I'm going to read the gospel according to John. So it is the gospel according to John, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, before me.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Okay, you may be seated now. So, Christmas was on a Wednesday, and we hurried and we got everything ready, all the places decorated. We had all the worships. We had a Sunday worship. We had a Christmas Eve worship. And then we had Christmas Day, and lots of us had lots of things to do. And then here we are, back to Sunday again. And then we had a couple of days, and then we're back to New Year's. When you get holidays on Wednesday and holidays on Wednesday, who really knew what day we were on? No one knew what day we were doing today. What day are we doing today? I like to have like Christmas, and then I like to have that week between Christmas and New Year's to stare at the Christmas tree that I hurried up and put up, stare at all the things, reflect on some things in life. This year was kind of weird, but I'll get over it, maybe. We don't know. So as we look at the Gospel of John, and I did this by looking what year we were in, and apparently I looked at something different. So if we look at the gospel today, it told us to linger. You can't look at it because it's not printed. You had to hear it. It invites us to linger in the mystery of Christmas. Did you have any Christmas mysteries? Like, who's that package for? It doesn't have a name on it. That happens. The Word became flesh and lived among us. Those words are rich with meaning, drawing us into the heart of who Jesus is and what his coming means for us. John reminds of us a bittersweet reality. Jesus, the Word, came into the world he created, but the world did not recognize him. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. That's John 1, verse 10. Even his own people, the people of Israel, who had been waiting for the Messiah, did not accept him. This rejection speaks to the human condition. Too often, we fail to see God's work in our lives. Do you have to look real hard to find God's work? It's out there everywhere, but we fail sometimes to see it. We're blindsided by the busyness, pride, or fear. Yet God does not give up on us. The incarnation, God's taking on human flesh, shows the depth of God's commitment to meet us where we are, even when we turn away. John declares, "From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. I rely daily on grace upon grace." This verse is a reminder of the abundant, overflowing grace that comes to us through Jesus. Grace is not something we earn or deserve. It is God's gift to us in Christ. It is the unearned favor of a God who loves us enough to enter our broken world and bring healing, forgiveness, and hope. And this grace comes from truth. Jesus reveals the truth about God's character, God's love, mercy, and justice. In Jesus, we see God's heart. John also gives us this remarkable promise. To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. That was in John 1, verse 12. Through Jesus, we are adopted into God's family. We no longer are defined by our failures, our successes, or the labels the word places on us. Our identity is rooted in being God's beloved children. This is a gift and a calling as God's child to reflect the light of Christ in the world, to live in grace and truth, and to embody God's love in our relationships and communities. As we stand at the beginning of a new year, we had New Year's Day, it's a new year. Tomorrow is Epiphany. We're in that new year that began on the first Sunday of Advent. Epiphany is light. John's words invite us to reflect on the mystery and wonder of God's presence among us. The Word became flesh and lived among us, not to condemn us, but to draw us into God's grace and truth, to give us the gift of new life, and to call us into deeper relationship with God and one another. Let us live in the light of His grace, confident in our identity as God's children, and committed to sharing God's love with a world that so desperately needs us. Amen. We'll now have our hymn of the day, and it's printed in here, number 295 of the Father's Love Begotten. Please rise for the confession of faith in the Apostles' Creed and for the prayers of the church. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was
conceived by the
Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As we pray for Emmanuel, God with us, let us pray for all people and places that long for God's presence. God, our uniter, increase communication and cooperation in our relationship with those of other traditions and religions. Root your church in the radical message of your incarnation and enable us to pursue your justice in the world. Lord, in your mercy, receive our prayer. God, our creator, we praise you for the beauty that surrounds us. Awaken in us a renewed sense of care for the wildlife in our communities. Form us into faithful stewards of what you have made. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Steadfast God, inspire world leaders to share resources and work collectively to end global poverty, starvation, and preventable disease. Direct us to seek justice and equity that all may live in peace. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we pray for those who are afflicted, tormented, grieving, oppressed, and lonely. Deliver the strength of your love and compassion to all who need it today. God of grace, hear our prayer. Generous God, we give thanks for the First Nations and tribes who inhabited this land. We lament the harm done by colonization. Call us to deeper appreciation and care for the languages, rituals, and history of all indigenous peoples. God of grace, hear our prayer. Ever-living God, we rejoice to be heirs of the eternal life made real in Jesus' death and resurrection. We give thanks for saints of all times and places, first and last, who still inspire us to faithful living. God of grace, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in the saving grace you freely give, both now and forever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you all, and also with you. Please join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated for the announcements. But first, I want the kids. I'll take kids up here.
Don't worship other animals or
take a life. Oh my gosh, you got it. You worship other stuff that you like. You've been listening, huh? The second one, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. What does that mean?
Don't call him other names.
Don't make God's name a bad word. That's what it's about. Don't make God's name a bad word. The third Sunday, this is your favorite one, Wyatt. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. What do we get to do on Sunday?
Go to church.
Go to church. You've got it now. He used to say nothing, but now he's got it. Go to church. The fourth Sunday, or the fourth commandment, honor your father and your mother. And who else? People in authority, right?
Yes, the
Lord
of your God, and
just
love your parents.
And love your parents. Yes, you're right. You got it right. Five, do not kill. What does that mean?
Animals.
Don't kill people, animals. But sometimes we do kill animals, right?
For food.
For food. You got it right. So you've been listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, number six is kind of one that you guys probably aren't going to understand, but we're still going to talk about. It's the law is thou shalt not commit adultery. Okay, let's listen for a second, okay? So if you're married, you shouldn't be looking at somebody else's wife or girlfriend or boyfriend, right? Or if you're in a relationship, don't be looking for that. Stay with your relationship. You guys don't have that right now, right? You got a boyfriend or a girlfriend? You got a girlfriend? Is that okay if you quit?
Yeah.
She's not looking around. Obviously, Jackson's not looking around. Okay? So that's all the commandments. Not all of them. How many do you have? 10. We did 6, right? That was just the 6. So that means we have how many more to go? 4 more to go. Stay tuned, folks. We never know what's going to happen up here. Now we'll have an announcement.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it's the second Sunday of Christmas. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday to Lyndon and Patty Porth. Happy birthday today to Tucker Scott and Carl Hoffmeister. Happy birthday this week to Jason Kress, Aaliyah. I knew I was going to mess that one up. Mark Beebe, Nancy Glarborg, Daniel Lute, Edith Kopp, Rebecca Gallegos. Happy anniversary this week to Jordan and Casey Gehring. One extra announcement I have, followed with another, is Christmas Takedown is this Saturday at 9 a.m. If anybody would like to help with that, it'd be greatly appreciated. And that will be at 9 again this Saturday.
Good morning. My name is Brenda Knudsen, and I am here representing Luther Heights Bible Camp. I am a board member, and I'm not sure who has heard, but our Kelly Proboski, who was our executive director, has resigned. She has taken a different position that will work better with her family and her needs. So we are looking for someone for that position. The girls in the office, Maddie and Nikki, are doing their best to keep things afloat. Maddie has been hiring staff for summer, and everything should just go as planned. And if anyone has questions, come talk to me. Or if you want to work at camp, really come talk to me, because it's the best place in the world. Thank you.
Are there any other announcements at this time? Okay, at this time we'll collect offering. Charlie.
please rise? Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ. Amen. Oops. And now the benediction. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Our recessional hymn is hymn number 543, Go, My Children, with My Blessing. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you.
chance.